Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. We're holding on daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph at the Mishnah on the top of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Zchusur for Shlema for Meir Yosef Ben Yita by his children and grandchildren. It's also sponsored by Avi and Sarah Schwartz for the continued refuah Shlema of Yakira Liba Bas Sarah Gita, who will be turning 1 year old today. So happy birthday and refuah Shlema. Also by Yaakov Ruvel, Li'ili Nishmas's mother-in-law, Ruchama Naomi Rina Bas Chaya Moshe, Allah Shalom upon her 10th yahrzeit, Nesham Shev Aliyah. And it's also sponsored by Glenn and Debbie Pfeiffer in honor of the bris of their grandson, which will Amir Tashem be Ito Bizmano on Thursday of Mazel Tov. It should be Zochel Achnisur Bisur Shal Avram Avinu Bizmano, the God of the Torah, the Chupa, the Maisim Tovim. Okay, so we are holding on the top of Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is going to discuss if you mal the wrong baby. You have two babies, one to be mal one day, another one to be mal the other day, and you mal the wrong baby. So the Gemara is going to talk about the concept of Toa Bidvar Mitzvah. What if you accidentally do an Aveira as you were making an attempt to in fact do a mitzvah? Then the next Mishnah after that is going to talk about how Mila can sometimes be done properly on day 8, 9, 10, 11, or 12. That depending on how it falls out with Yantif and the baby being born, Bein HaShemashos, it may be as late as day 12 that one is supposed to do a bris Mila. And then the Mishnah after that, at the very bottom of the page, is going to talk about what are the tzitzin hama'akvin es hamila, which pieces of skin must be cut off in order to do a bris Mila properly. And then at the very end of the paragraph, we're going to discuss the brachos on bris mila, and that will bring us all the way to the end of Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. And then, Be'ez Hashem, we will begin Perek Tolan. We'll see if we get to it today, about hanging a strainer on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, and using a strainer both in terms of the malacha of bona as well as the malacha of borer, when one is straining liquids through a strainer. So, Be'ez Hashem, that will be the discussion of the first Mishnah of Perek Tolan. So, let's begin at the Mishnah Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yilo Shnei Tinokos. If a person has two babies to deal with, Echad Lamal Achar Shabbos, Echad Lamal Bit Shabbos. One of them is scheduled for a bris on Sunday, and the other one for Shabbos. V'shachach Umal Shalachar Shabbos v'Shabbos. And then you made a mistake and you mauled the Sunday baby on Shabbos, so you gave him a bris a day early. Chayev. Then you chayev a carbon chatos because you're not even mekayim the mitzvah of bris mila on that baby. It was not yet the zman of the mitzvah mila for that baby, and you made a chabura on Shabbos, so you're chayev chatos for making a chabura on Shabbos. And even Rabbi Yoshua, who's going to say that if you were mal a baby who was supposed to be mal an erev Shabbos on Shabbos, Rabbi Yoshua is going to say you're pater over here. He's going to say you're chayiv because you were not even mekayim a mitzvah over here. You did the mila too early. But if you had a different case, echol lamal be'erev Shabbos ve'echol lamal b'Shabbos, one of them was supposed to have a bris on erev Shabbos, and the other one was supposed to have a bris on Shabbos. And then v'shachach umal shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, you confuse the two babies, and you mal the Friday baby on Shabbos. So now it's actually a mitzvah mila; it's a day late, but that counts. So Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatos. Rabbi Elazar says you chayev chatos because the mila shalav bezmana is not toch Shabbos. So you chayev chatos for doing the mila shalav bezmana. Rabbi Shua poter, and Rabbi Shua says you're poter because you were trying to do the mila of the baby that was born on Shabbos, and in that effort, in that attempt, you made a mistake, and you were mal the Arab Shabbos baby, and you did a mitzvah. So it was a Toa B'Dvar mitzvah, and also mitzvah. You were Toa B'Dvar mitzvah, you actually accomplished a mitzvah. So a Toa B'Dvar mitzvah, Vasa mitzvah, is going to be putter from bringing a carbon chatas. The Rishonim raised the question. The Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos raised the question: why is it in the in the Reisha everyone is going to say that you're going to be chayiv? After all, you made a chabura, and it was not at all a mitzvah. So it's a mekalkel b'chabura. It's just a wound that you made, and it's mekalkel. So if it's a mekalkel, why is it so pashut that you're going to be chayiv? According to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, you're pater from chatos if you're mekalkel, because it's not melachas machsheves. So the Rambam writes, no, it's still considered a tikkun in the baby, because now the baby is not going to require another mila, and most will require a tabas dam bris, but he's not going to require another mila, so it's not considered mekalkel, it's still considered some sort of tikkun in the baby. Rabbi Kiveger discusses, what if the case is a person is mal shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, that he discusses that when someone is mal shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, shouldn't that be considered shelo asa mitzvah? Meaning, why we consider that a Torah b'dvar mitzvah va'asa mitzvah? You mauled the baby that was supposed to be done erev Shabbos on Shabbos, so you violated Shabbos. A milah shelo b'zman is not tocha Shabbos. So isn't that what we call a mitzvah above avera? And the halach is that a mitzvah above avera is not even a mitzvah. So how can we say that you're a Torah b'dvar mitzvah va'asa mitzvah? So you should even require a tavas dam bris. So Rabbi Kivega writes that when the asiyas ma'isa mitzvah itself is not an avera, it's just the timing of it is the avera, the fact that you did it on Shabbos, in that case we do not say that it's a mitzvah baba avera where it's going to be mevatel the ma'isa mitzvah. He says it's similar to the halacha of someone who's korea b'Shabbos al meso. Someone, Rahman al-Islam, loses a relative and he tears kriya on Shabbos. So the Gemara said in Daf Kufa Yom Beis that he's yotzei the chi of kriya. And the Yerushalmi says that the mitzvah's kriya is mispatelas because the ma'isa kriya itself is not an avera, but the kriya on Shabbos is the mitzvah's kriya is not mispatelas, it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah's kriya, because the ma'isa kriya itself is not the avera, the fact that he did it on Shabbos is the avera. So says Rabbi Chiva Eger, the same is true over here. It's not the ma'isa that's the problem, it's the fact, the timing of the ma'isa that's the problem, and therefore the mitzvah is still considered to have been an actual mitzvah. So says Rav Huna Masni Hachi, Rav Huna taught in the Reisha of the Mishnah that you forgot that you mauled the Sunday baby on Shabbos, so you taught Chayiv, that you Chayiv Chatos, the way we have the Mishnah, that everyone agrees in the Reisha that one is Chayiv Chatos. And the whole Machlokas is, if you forgot and were mauled the Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, but Rav Yehuda Masni Potter. Rabbi Yehuda taught in the Reisha of the Mishnah that if you mal the Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, you're potter from Machatas, and everyone agrees to that. Meaning the case that we have as the Sefer where there's a Machlokas, the way Rabbi Yehuda had it is that everyone agrees in that case that you're potter. The case that we have as the Reisha, that's the Machlokas, Tanaim. So it says, Rav Huna has it the way we have it, that it's Chayiv, Ditanya, because we have a Brisa that says, Amar Rabbi Shimon like our Mishnah says, if you accidentally mal a Sunday baby on Shabbos, that's where you're going to be chayiv chatos, and that there's no machlokas. It's if you have two babies, one that has that should have a bris milah on erev Shabbos, and the other one that should have a bris milah on Shabbos, and you mal the erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, that's where you have the machlokas. Rabbi Elazar mechayiv chatos, Rabbi Yeshua poter. So far, that's exactly what our Mishnah says, and that's why Rav Huna taught it in that way, because the Brisa conforms 100% to our Mishnah. But then the Brisa adds a little bit of color. Ushneim lo lamadua elam avodas chavim. Where do each of these shitos come from? If you take an erev Shabbos baby and accidentally mal him on Shabbos, why would you assume chayiv? Why would you assume poter? So both the shita of Rabbi Eliezer and the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua are derived from the halacha by Avodah Zarah, because from Avodah Zarah we learn all of the conditions that are necessary for Chiyuv Chatos. That's all the Chatos in the Torah are derived from Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Ka'avodah Chavim, Rabbi Eliezer says that a Mila that what should have been done on Erev Shabbos and you do it on Shabbos is like an Avodah Zarah, meaning is like Avodah Zarah in the sense that you're fulfilling all of the Tanoim, all of the conditions that are necessary in order to be Chayiv, a Karban Chatos, in the following sense. Ma Avodah Zarah Ma'amarchman Allah Savar V'chayiv M'chayiv, just like by Avodah Zarah the Torah says, don't do this, and when you do it, you're Chayiv Chatos. Hachanami Loshna, over here also, the Torah is saying, don't take an Erev Shabbos baby and be Malam on Shabbos, and if you do it, you're going to be Chayiv Chatos. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua will say, no, you haven't fulfilled all the conditions for which you need to be chayiv achatas. Hasam delad mitzvah, hacha mitzvah, by Avodah Zarah you're chayiv achatas, because the violation of the lav did not include the fulfillment of any mitzvah. But over here you mal a Friday baby on Shabbos, the Maisa Avera of making that Chabura on Shabbos is also a mitzvah of Mila. So that's not at all like Avodah Zarah, says Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore you're going to be potter. That's the explanation of the Machlokas as far as Rav Huna is concerned. Rav Yehuda Masni Potter, but Rav Yehuda had a different text of the Mishnah, and he learned that in the case where you mal the Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, everyone agrees that you're potter. The whole machlokas is if you're mal a motzoi Shabbos baby on Shabbos. The Tanya Amra Meir Lo Nechluk Rabbi Lazar Bishrael Mishael Lo Shnei Tinokas Echalamul Be'erev Shabbos Echalam the Shabbos Shlachum Mal Shal Erev Shabbos Shabbos Shu Potter. That everyone agrees that if you're mal an Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, that's where you're going to be potter. Al Ma Nechluku, where's the machlokas Al Mishael Lo Shnei Tinokas Echalamul Achara Shabbos Echalamul the Shabbos. The whole machlokas is one of the babies is a Sunday bris Vishachum Mal Shal Achara Shabbos for Shabbos, and you accidentally mal the Sunday baby on Shabbos. That's where we have a machlokas. Sher Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Eliezer says you chayev a korban chatos in such a case, and Rabbi Yeshua says you poter. Ushneim lo lemadua ella meavodas kochavim, and both of them derive their halacha from avodas zara. Rabbi Eliezer savor ke avodas kochavim. Rabbi Eliezer says that a mila that uzman is after Shabbos and happens on Shabbos is like avodas zara, meaning it fulfills all of the conditions necessary to be chayev a korban chatos, just like violation of avodas zara does. Just like we have the Zara, the Torah says you can't do it, and if you do it, you're chayiv chatos. Over here also, there's a chayiv chatos. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua would say, no, you can't learn the halacha by Mila from the halacha by Avodah Zarah. Hasam lo tar b'mitzvah by Avodah Zarah. You're not trying to fulfill a mitzvah, so you're chayiv chatos. Hacha tar b'mitzvah. But over here, when you mal a baby whose bris should have been on Sunday, and you do it on Shabbos, at least you're trying to do a mitzvah. You're trying to do the mila of the baby whose bris is actually on Shabbos. So since it's not at all like Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yeshua would say we're not going to be mechayev a korban chatos in such a case. So those are two versions of our Mishnah. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Omer Hayi Rabbi Meir. So then Rabbi Chiya taught a brisa that teaches that Rabbi Meir learned the whole sugya entirely differently. That lo nechluk Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua al mishayi lo shnei tinokos hachalamul be'erev Shabbos ve'achalamul b'Shabbos v'shachachamol shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos shu chayiv. That there is no machlokas if you mal an erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos that you're going to be chayiv. That everyone agrees that if you mal an Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, that's when you're going to be chayiv korban chatos, because even when you're toed the dvar mitzvah, va'asa mitzvah, you were trying to do a mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah, because the Erev Shabbos baby's mila on Shabbos is just a day late, but it is a mitzvah, even then you're going to be chayiv chatos, and that everyone agrees to. Alma nechluku, flipping everything on its head. Alma nechluku, when do they have a machlokas? Al mishayi lo shnei tinokas achalom al achar Shabbos achalom al b'Shabbos, v'shach mal shal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. The machlokas is if you mal a baby that whose bris should have been on Sunday and you mal him on Shabbos, where you would think that would be worse because you're not even doing a mitzvah in that case. But over there is the first time you're going to find someone who might say poter. She Rabbi Lazar mechayiv chatos Rabbi Yeshua poter. In that case, Rabbi Lazar is going to be mechayiv chatos. Rabbi Yeshua is going to say poter. This is an entire paradigm shift. Up until now, yes, we had two versions of the Mishnah, but everyone agreed what's more chamor and what's more kal, right? That if you're mal an Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, that's going to be more kal because at least you're doing a mitzvah. You're mal a Sunday baby on Shabbos. That's more chamor because you're not even doing a mitzvah. Rav Meir shifts everything. Rav Meir says that no, if you mal an Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, for sure chayiv. The whole machlokas is you mal a Motzai Shabbos baby on Shabbos, then you might be potter. Then Rabbi Yeshua is going to say that you're potter. So says Gemara, how does that make sense? Hash Rabbi Yeshua sefer the loka avid mitzvah potter reisha the kavid mitzvah mechayiv. How does Rabbi Yeshua shita make sense over here? In the case of the sefer where you mal a Sunday baby on Shabbos, you didn't even do a mitzvah, and Rabbi Yeshua is still going to say that you're potter. So if you mal a Friday baby on Shabbos, where at least you did a mitzvah in the end of the day, all of a sudden you're going to be chayiv. That's hard to imagine. The Tzlach points out that even according to the Rush, that if you mal betoch shmona, that you don't need to do a toughest dam bris, you're not mekayim any sort of mitzvah when you mal betoch shmona. I mean, there is a machlokas rishonim. If you mal a baby early, do you need to do a toughest dam bris? But even so, if you're not mekayim any mitzvah, it's just that there's no reason to be mekayim a toughest dam bris when the baby already has a mila and there's no chashash arla kavusha, that you know that there's no arla there because you cut off that arla within 8 days. So that's why the Rush holds you don't have to do a toughest dam bris because he's already mahul, even though you were not mekayim the mitzvah of mila, but the mitzius is that he's mole. But for sure, you're a low ka'avid mitzvah, as the Gemara is saying. So why is it that when you're mal in Erev Shabbos, maybe on Shabbos, where you actually did a mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Mila, that all of a sudden Rabbi Shua is going to say chayiv? So Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, Reisha, Kigon Shekadim Umal Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, Tlanit Shabbos Lidachos. The case where Rabbi Shua says you're chayiv when you mal an Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos is if you already mal the Shabbos baby on Erev Shabbos. So by the time Shabbos came, there was no reason to be mechal that Shabbos. The Shabbos baby already had his Mila. The Erev Shabbos baby cannot have a Mila on Shabbos. So that Shabbos was not nitan lidchos. So you're not tarred at all in the Kiyum Mitzvah of Mila Bismana. So you should not have made that mistake to be mal the Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos. Meaning you're not even called a Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. Says that, and Seifa nitna Shabbos lidachos. But in the Seifa where you mal the Sunday baby on Shabbos, it's talking about a case where you still have the baby whose Mila should have been Docha Shabbos in front of you. So you retard B'Dvar Mitzvah, trying to be Mekayim of the Mitzvah of Mila B'Shabbos that should have been done on that baby, and then you made a mistake. So that's where Rabbi Yeshua is going to say that you're Pata from a Karban Chatas. Says the Rush, this is the Raya that if a person gets a Mila before this man, you don't need to be Matif Men and Dan Bris. Because what did the Gemara just say? That if you already mild the Shabbos baby on Erev Shabbos, so Lonit and Shabbos Lidchos, then Shabbos should not be violated in any way because there's nothing left to be done with that baby. What do you mean nothing left to be done with that baby? Shouldn't you be doing a Tavis Dan Bris on Shabbos? Says the Rosh, you see from here that if you give a baby a Bris Mila, Kodem Zmano, there's no need to do a Tavis Dan Bris. The Ritva rejects the Raya. He says it's Pashut that we're discussing a case where you don't realize at the time that the babies were switched until after you mild the second baby. Because if you knew that the Zman of the second baby was not in Shabbos, you never would have mild them in the first place. So it turns out that even if the first one is Chayiv na Tavis Dan Bris, and Shabbos Shubas Nitna Lidchos as far as that, but at the time that you were being mild the Sheni, you had no idea that there was a requirement of that Hatafa. Furthermore, says the Ritva, even if you're Chayiv na Tavis Dan Bris, Shabbos na Nitna Lidchos for a Tavis Dan Bris, meaning we do Mila on Shabbos, and Mila Bizmana will do on Shabbos. We're not going to do a Tavis Dan Bris on Shabbos. That we never do. The Shagasari just writes that that's not so posh. The Shagasari writes in Simin and Daldib that din is only when a baby is null and mahul, where there's a chiyuv hatafa only mishum suffik, that maybe there's an orla kavusha. So in such a case, out of the suffik, we're not going to do a tafas dam bris on Shabbos. But if there's no suffik, you had a baby that was on mal kodem zmano, if you hold that you're chayv to be matav dam bris, then it's because it's a vadai chiyuv to be matav dam bris, and therefore you would hold that it would be done on Shabbos, not like the Ritva says. So that's a question whether a tafas dam bris is done on Shabbos. But but if a person is a baby is null and mahul, so or a baby has a mila kodem zmana meikar adin, it should require a hatafas dam bris la achras man. We should require a tafas dam bris. Someone's got a shaila like that. Someone was trying to figure out their kid's Hebrew birthday. He was like 3 years old at the time, and they were trying to figure out the Hebrew birthday, and they plugged into one of the Zmanim websites the time of birth, and it came out with the kid's Hebrew birthday. Problem is, it turned out that the kid's Hebrew birthday should have been on a Wednesday, and they remember very clearly the bris was on a Tuesday. So the shaila was, now did they do a bris mila a day early? And if they did a bris mila a day early, now they have a 3-year-old kid or whatever, a 5-year-old kid, whatever. Now he's already bar mitzvah. I remember which kid he's already bar mitzvah. But now, the shaila is that they're gonna have to take their 5-year-old and do a tafas dam bris on their 5-year-old. As it turned out, the Zmanim website was messed up. We tried 2 other Zmanim websites and they put it in the right date. So it turned out that we were ready to make a tafas dam bris on the kid because the Zmanim website, people don't realize the achrayus when you put something out there like that. Okay, Amalei Rav Ashi l'Rav Kana, Reish Nami Nitna Shabbos Lidachos Gabi Tinokos the Alma. He says, wait a second, how could you say that the Shabbos is not Nitan Lidchos in the case of the Reisha, just because you don't have a baby to give a bris mila to on Shabbos? There is some baby somewhere that's supposed to have a bris mila on Shabbos. So this Shabbos is nitan lidchos as far as bris mila is concerned. Says Mar, yeah, but I got from Yelovis Yahiv. But for that person, he has no reason to be mechal Shabbos for the bris mila, and therefore he is not tarud b'mitzvahs mila bizmana on Shabbos. So he should have been more careful. So you can't apply the whole sugya of tarud b'dvar mitzvah to such a person. I don't care that somebody on earth has a mitzvah's mila to do on Shabbos. Okay, new Mishnah now. Sometimes Bismillah is done on day 8, day 9, day 10, day 11, day 12, lopachos lo yoser, never before day 8, never after day 12, assuming everyone's healthy. Haketzad, kedarka lishmona. Regular baby on the 8th day of life gets a Bismillah. Not the ben hashmashos nimel l'tisha. He's born during ben hashmashos, so you don't know which day he was born on, so it could be that he's getting a Bismillah on his 9th day of life, because if it's ben hashmashos, let's say between Sunday and Monday, so if he was really born on Sunday, but the bris is going to be the following Monday, so that's going to be the 9th day of life. Ben hashmashos shalerev Shabbos nimel l'asara. If he was born on a Friday night during ben hashmashos, so you don't know whether his bris should be on a Friday or a Shabbos. Can't do it on Friday because it might be too early. Can't do it on Shabbos because it might be the wrong zman, and it's Milah Shel Bizman is not Docha Shabbos. Then you push it off to Sunday. So that might be the 10th day of life if he was really born on Friday. Yom Tov La'achar Shabbos. And if the day after Shabbos is Yom Tov, Nima La'achadaser, then he gets a bris on day 11. Shnei Yom Shel Rosh Hashanah. And if it's Shabbos and then Sunday, Monday is Rosh Hashanah, Nima L'Shneimasar. So then his bris is going to have to be pushed off all the way till Tuesday. So he might have been born on Friday and he's not going to get a bris until the following Tuesday. But if a baby is ill, lo aleinu, so then you don't do the bris mila until he becomes healthy, until after he heals, then you do the mila. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. The Mishnah spoke about if two Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah is Sunday and Monday. What about Stam Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios? Do you do a bris mila on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios? Is a mila Shel Bizmana? We know it's not Docha Shabbos. We know it's not Docha Yom Tov, but is it Docha at least the minag of Yom Tov? So the Rambam writes in the first paragraph of Hilchos Mila that any Mila that anything that's not Docha Shabbos is also not Docha Yom Tov Rishon, but is Docha Yom Tov Sheni. And Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah is an exception, but where it's not Docha even Yom Sheni, but Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, it will be Docha. The Rosh in a Tshuva in Klal Chavav disagrees. He says Mila Shel Abizman is not Docha even Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. Why does the Mishnah only mention Rosh Hashanah? Because the Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael, so that was the only Yom Tov Sheni they had. They didn't have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, but they know Chinami, the same halacha would apply in Chutz Laretz and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios as well. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeus, in Reish Samach Vav, Siv Ches, Paskins, that even Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, it's not Docha. That it's like the Rambam, that like the Rush says, that it's not even Docha Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. However, the Shach disagrees, and the Shach says we should pass on like the Rambam, that it is Docha Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. So the Tashbetz defends the Rush, the Psak of the Rush against the Shitas of Rambam, and says that it should not be Docha. The Nadi Behuda writes that the Rush is correct, but someone who's making Kedas HaRambam and wants to give him a Mila on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios is Lo Hifsid. So it's important to realize at least that there is a Machlokas. I once got a Shaila, a couple went to Eretz Yisrael, they're from Chutz Laretz, and they went to Eretz Yisrael for Yantiv, and they were in Eretz Yisrael, and the baby still needed a Mila. The baby was finally healthy enough for a Bris Mila while they were in Eretz Yisrael. So they wanted it, so they called the Israeli Moel to do the Mila, and the Israeli Moel said, sure, no problem, I'll do it on Monday. So they realized Monday for them is Yom Tov Sheni. They're keeping Yom Tov. They wouldn't do a Bris Mila on Yom Tov, but they're not the ones doing the Bris Mila. The Mael is the one doing the Bris Mila. So the Mael said, yeah, we should do it Monday. I'm a Ben Eretz Yisrael. And they said, well, we're B'nai Chutz Laretz, so it's still going to be Yom Tov for us. So even for B'nai Chutz Laretz, it's a Machlokas Rishonim. And it could be that you're allowed to do the Mila on Yom Tov Sheni. So that's all the question of Shlichus by a Mila. Can you be Milsa Di'u Lo Matziyavid? So Shlich Matzi Mashvi, a person that's something that you're not allowed to do yourself, because we really make her a Din Paskin like the Rosh, not like the Rambam. So can you make a shliach to do that? So that was a fascinating shaila. In Shuvas Shevet Alevi, in Chelek Vav, he discusses the following case. What about a pidyon ben on Yom Tov Sheni? He says, L'choritz, tali, in this very same machlokas, according to the Rambam, that a milah shel bizman could be done on Yom Tov Sheni, even though there's melachos d'oraisa involved in milah, so kal v'chomer, you could do pidyon ben, which only involves an isser of kinyon on Yom Tov, which is only an isser midrabanan, whereas according to the Rash, it would... it may be that that you're not allowed to do, just like you're not allowed to do the Mila. That's how the Shevet HaLevi suggests. He then goes, he understands that some people will say, no, the only reason you would ever do Mila on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos is because Mila is a much bigger deal than Pidyon HaBen, and doing it on time is a much bigger deal than Pidyon HaBen. You know, the person's an RL without a Mila as opposed to Pidyon HaBen. It could wait another day, it's not the end of the world, but that's what the Shevet HaLevi believes, that really it is Talui in this Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. Says the Gemara, Amr Shmuel, Chalotzato Chama, if a person has a fever, the baby has a fever, so you don't give him a bris right away, Nosno Kol Sheva LaHavroso, we give him 7 days to become healthy, and then on the 8th day, from when he becomes healthy, we give him the Mila, meaning it's not as soon as the fever goes away that we give him a bris Mila. If he was sick, so then we give him a Mila 8 days later, after, or a week later, a full 7 days later, after he becomes healthy. The Ran writes that Dafka by Chalotzato Chama, where it's a Choli Kol Aguf, that's where we wait 7 days. But if it's just Echad Me'evarav that needed a Refua, and then as soon as he has the Refua, you would already give him the Bris Mila. Mukhe Yosef says that if a person has a Ke'ev Gadol Be'enov, he has a major eye ache, so then you would wait 7 days. But this is the Halacha, that if you have a baby that's very ill, so then you wait a week before you do the Bris Mila. Once I had a shayla like this also, where there was a case where a woman was going through treatments for leukemia, and she was going to miss her own son's bris. She was going through treatments as she was pregnant, and she was going to miss her own son's bris if they did it exactly on the because she would have been back in the hospital for treatments if they would have done it a week later from when the baby got healthy. And the father called up Rabbi Krohn, and Rabbi Krohn said, no, do it the next day. Do it the next day. So the father said, I don't know if he thinks that, like, we're not so frum, and like he has to be making like this or whatever. Why did he tell us to do it the next day? So I called up Rabbi Krohn, and I asked him what his svara was, and he said that he has a psak from Rav Zelig Epstein that you don't wait 7 days from the last administering of medication to the baby. You wait 7 days from 24 hours after that, because if they're giving medication to the baby, let's say on a Sunday, it means that the baby needs that medication in its system for the next 24 hours, when the medication will still be in its system. So you count the 7 days from the following day. So Rabbi Krohn said, I wasn't being makel. I wouldn't do the bris a day earlier. I wouldn't have done the bris a day earlier. Against what most poskim say, but Rabbi Krohn was following the psak of Rabbi Zelig Epstein in that case. It happens to be that I had the opportunity to speak to Rav David Feinstein at the time. Rav David did not poskim that way. Rav David thought that you should do the bris on time. I said, but the mother is going through an illness, she's not going to be able to be there. He said, you should tell her that in the zechus of doing the bris in the right time, that the baby should, that she should have refuah shleima. And then I spoke to Rav Nata Greenblatt Shlita, and he said, no, you do the bris a day later, because an emotional health of a cancer patient is pikuach nefesh, and it's going to be very distressing to her. So we had like these shitas all over the place. So anyway, Rabbi Krohn was following Rav Zelig's psak anyway, so that's what they did. So says Gemara, Ibayiluhu. Maybe in a me'is la'es, when we say that you do it a week later after the baby gets healthy, do you need me'is la'es, a full 7 days later, 24-hour periods? So if the baby got healthy at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, then a week later it's got to be after 2 o'clock in the afternoon that you do the bris mila? So Tashma Tetani Luda. Luda taught, Yom Havra Aso Ki Yom Yivaldo. The day of his becoming healthy is like the day of his birth. So my love, doesn't that mean my Yom Yivaldo lo be in a me'is la'es, af Yom Havra Aso lo be in me'is la'es? That just like on the day of a birth, you don't require me'is over here also, you don't require me'es la'es, meaning if a baby's born on a Monday afternoon, the next Monday morning you're doing the bris mila. You don't wait me'es la'es. So says Mar Love, Adif Yom Havraso Mi Yom Yivaldo. In a certain sense, Yom Havraso is even stronger than Yom Yivaldo. Yili Yom Yivaldo lo bein me'es la'es, yili Yom Havraso bein me'es la'es. In a chinami, when a baby is first born, you don't require me'es la'es, but Yom Havraso, the day he becomes healthy, you do require me'es la'es. The following pieces of skin must be cut off in order for the mila to be kosher. Basar chafetz rov atara, the flesh that covers most of the area of the atara. The eino ochel betruma, and the baby will not be allowed to eat truma If he's a kohen, if he does not have, he's an arel, and if he does not have that that piece cut off. Vim hayabal basar, if the baby is a fleshy baby and it looks like the arla is still covering the atara, misaknum ne marisayin, you should just fix it, even though it's not really a problem, you should fix it because of marisayin. Malva lo paras a mila, if a person does a mila without doing priya, ki'ilu lo mal, it's ki'ilu, he didn't do a mila at all. Even though Avram Avinu was not nitztave on priya, the Gemara in Yevamos and Davayin Aleph tells us, it's halach l'mashim sinai, that's what Tosafot points out over here, it's halach l'mashim sinai, and therefore it's ki'ilu lomal if a person does not do the priya. Tosfos raises the question that already before this, in the beginning of the Mishnah, we said if there are tzitzin that are covering rov hatara, you have to malim. So why does the Mishnah then have to say that if you're not parea, the or that's underneath the orla and the atara remains covered, that you need to do the mila again? Obviously you need to do the mila again. We just said that the tzitzin that cover rov hatara is going to be ma'akev the whole mila. Why is the priya any different than that? It's a piece of skin that covers the rov hatara. So in Yamshel Shlomo, in Yevamos, he writes that there's a chiluk. When it comes to tzitzin, the Mishnah says only that they're ma'akev the mila. But it sounds like you are mekayim the mitzvah's mila without removing those tzitzin. It's just that you haven't finished being mekayim the mitzvah of mila. Over here, the Mishnah is telling us, ki'ilu lomal, you did nothing, you accomplished nothing without the priya. Nafkamina would be, let's say, you have two mo'olim teaming up to do a single bris on Shabbos. So one of them cuts most of the way, and the other one does the tzitzin ma'akven asamila. That's perfectly fine. They both did a mitzvah. What if one of them does a mila and the other one does the priya? The first one didn't do the priya. Ki'ilu lomal. Then the first one is just a mechal Shabbos. It's as if he didn't do a mila at all. That would be the nafkamina. Mishnah Berurah quotes many achronim that are mekel, even though the Shulchan Aruch and Simrei Samach Vav says that one should be careful. You shouldn't have two mo'olim do a bris on Shabbos because you can run into trouble with this kind of thing where one of the mo'olim is just going to be mechal Shabbos without having done the mitzvah. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avinu, Amar Rabbi Yemir Baraba, Amar Rav, Basar HaChofes Rov Gova Shal Atar. When we say that the Basar covers the Rov Atar, it means the Rov of the height of the Atar, even if it's only in one spot, that's going to be Ma'akev, the Mila. V'im Hayu Bal Basar, we said if the baby was a Bal Basar, so Amar Shmuel, HaMesurbal B'Basar, if someone is very fleshy, Rovin also calls Mancha Meskasha V'Nira Mahul. So you look at the baby, if the Aver becomes hard, and he appears Mul in such a state, Eino Tzarek Lamul, then you don't have to be sacking the basar and to do another mila. But if even when the aver becomes harder, he is not he does not look like he's mul, then tzarech lamul, then you need to do the mila. The masnisa tana, but we have a braisa that says it a little bit differently. It sounds like the same thing, but it's a little bit different. Rav Shimon Gamliel Lomer katan amesurvel b'basar. If you have a katan that is again a fleshy katan, Ron also calls mancha meskasha ve'eno near a mul tzarech lamul. We say in the reverse that if when he's niskasha, it does not appear like he has a mila, then you don't do a mila. Vim lav, but if it's if it doesn't not look like a mila, meaning it looks like he has a mila, then ain't no tzarek lamala, then you don't have to malam again. So it sounds like the same thing. It's all dependent on when he's niskasha, does it look like he has a mila? It's just the first way of formulating it is that when he's niskasha, does it look like a mila? And the second is, does it not look like a mila? So my benai, what's the nafkamina between them? Ikabinai, nira ve'in and nira. They argue in a case where when the Aver is Miskasha, part of the Atar is Megula and part of the Atar is Mechusa. Part of it's exposed and part of it is covered. So according to Shmuel Zdafka, if he looks like a Mahul, you don't have to Malim. But if it's Nira Ve'eno Nira, then you will have to Malim. According to Shmuel Gamliel, Zdafka, if it's Eino Nira Mahul, that you're going to have to Malim. But if it's Nira Ve'eno Nira, then you won't have to Mal the baby. Now the Gemara concludes the parak with the Brachos on the Bris Mila. Mal Velo Par, if you do a Mila without doing a Priya, so we said it's ki'ilu lomal. So what are the brachos that you do on the mila? Tan rabbanan hamol omer asher kishon tzosef tzivanu al hamila. The mamal says a bracha of al hamila. This is a sugi on the first parak of Maseches Pesachim. What bracha do you recite when you do bedikas chametz? Is it al bir chametz or leva'er esa chametz? So the Gemara over there originally wants to say that al bir chametz means something that you've already done, whereas leva'er esa chametz is something that you will do. And the Gemara says that al bir chametz implies lahaba as well. And then the Gemara wants to be mechalek between a mitzvah that is incumbent on the mevarich to do, like an Av that has a mitzvah to be mal his own son, where he says a bracha lamul, and a mitzvah that's not mutal dafka on the person who's doing it to do that mitzvah, like someone else who's not the father doing the mila of the tinok, where then you would say al hamila. According to Rashi, the maskana of the Gemara over there is that there's no difference between between Leva'er versus Al-Biur, and therefore anyone who's Mal, whether it's his mitzvah or whether he's a Malal who's hired to do it, you always say Al Hamila. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Parakid Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, paskins that a father who's mal his son says Lamal, someone else is mal the baby, it's Al Hamila. And the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam understands the Maskan of the Gemara over there, that Al Biur implies that Be'ikr it's a Lashon Avar, but it also implies Lashon Asid, whereas Livaer implies Lashon Asid. So even someone else who is mal should have had to say Lamal Lashon Asid, but the Gemara says you're not able to say Lamul if it's not your mitzvah. So that's why when the Mo'el does the Mila, and it's not the Aviyah Ben doing the Mila, he should say Al. So that's based on that Sugya Maseches Pesachim, exactly how we paskin over here. But then when the Mo'el says Al Mila, Aviyah Ben Omer, Asher Kishon Sosvitzvanu Lahachniso Bebriso Shal Avram Avinu. The Aviyah Ben says a different bracha of Lahachniso. Tosos quotes from the Rashbam that he was Goreis in the Gemara, the Aviyah Ben's bracha before the Mo'el's bracha, because from the Nuscha the bracha lachniso briso, it sounds like he was not yet nichnas into the bris based on that sugya in Maseches Pesachim. Rabbi Natam, however, put the minhag back to the way it was, the way it appears in our Gemara, and the way we have it. The Meiri though writes that the reason that we dafka don't do the bracha the Aviyah Ben until after the Mo'el has already said his bracha is because you want to make sure the Mo'el is already doing the Mila, because since the Aviyah Ben is saying Lachnis Abriso Shal Avram Avinu, how could he say a bracha about something that he has no control over? It's all dependent on the Mo'el. Is he going to go through with it or not? So you wait till the Mo'el says the bracha, then he starts doing the cutting right away. So as he's doing the cutting, then you could say Lachnis Abriso, because then you know that he's actually doing it. However, the Rosh quotes Rabbi Natam that you don't have to be choshesh lachniso for overlas yasun, because the bracha of lachniso is not a birchas mitzvah anyway. It's a birchas shevach voda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the person the opportunity to be machnas a son lebriso shalav ram avinu. But it's not even a birchas hamitzvah that's going to require overlas yasun, and that's why there's no hesitation whatsoever to say the bracha of lachniso after the Mo'el already said his bracha of Alamila, while the Mo'el is already in the process of doing the Mila. Ha'omdim Omrim, and the people that are standing there say, Kashem Shenichas Bris, Kach, Yikonis, Latoru, Lechupa, L'maisim Tovim, just like he's entered into the Bris, so too he should be brought into Toru, Lechupa, L'maisim Tovim, V'amivarich Omer, and the Mivarich says, then you have someone say, Bracha, Asher Kiddush, Yidin Mibetan, Chok, B'Shei Rosam, V'tzatzav, Chasam, Vos, Bris Kodesh, Alkein, B'Skar Zos, Kelchai, Kelkein, Tzurein, Tzibel, Ahatzil, that's a bracha after the Mila that they say it's a birchas shevach that we're able to participate in such a wonderful mitzvah. That's the bracha that's most often associated with the naming of the baby. We then do the naming of the baby afterwards. So very often nowadays they split that up. There's the bracha, which is Dina de Gemara, and then there's the naming of the baby that comes afterwards. Hamalas hagerim, if a person in Mal's Gerim, Omer, the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kishon Sos Hitzvanu Al Hamila. But Vamevarech Omer, the someone else who's not the Mal could say Asher Kishon Sos Hitzvanu Lamul Es Hagerim Ulahatif Mehem Dambris Shel Mali Dambris Lo Neskaimu Shemayim Va'aretz. That if not for Dambris, then Lo Neskaimu Shemayim Va'aretz, the earth would not exist. Shenemar Im Lo Brisi Yom V'Lay Luchuk Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Santi Baruch Atah Hashem Koreis Habris. The Ramban points out that there are some gerim that are mal, and that when you magayer them, you have to do a full mila. There's no hatavas dam bris. So he points out the reason we mention hatavas dam bris is because there are some gerim that already have a mila from before, and all they need is hatavas dam bris. So they were misakin as part of the nusach habracha by every ger to mention the hatavas dam bris. Hamolas ha'avadim, if someone does a mila on avadim, omer asher kishon mitzvos vitzivanu ala mila, v'mevarich omer asher kishon mitzvos vitzivanu lamol. So similar bracha to being mal gerim. There is a discussion. We said a omdim shom. The people that stand there should respond to the bracha. In the Sefer Tashbitz Katan, he says that when a person is doing a bris mila, you're supposed to be standing at the time that you mal the baby. And the Maran brings a raya ledavar from the fact that it says says Vayamud Kola Am Bebris in Sefer Melachim Beis, and from our sugya it says that the Mol says the bracha and Om Dimsham say Keshem Shenichnas Bris. So you see that that all who are mishtatef in a bris are supposed to be omdim, and that's what the Chuvus Maram Rutenberg writes as well, that the Maram used to stand at the time that they were doing the bris, because you have this din of ha-omdim sham. The Rama paskins in Shulchan Aruch, like the Maram in Yoredeus and Reish Samachay, the Rama writes that the Av and the Mawel, when they say the bracha, should be standing midin amida b'shas birchas ha-mitzvah, because you're supposed to stand whenever you recite any birchas ha-mitzvah. But the Sanduk, when he's if he's mevarich, meaning if the Sanduk is the Aviya Ben, or the Sanduk is the Moel, in many brisim during Corona, the Sanduk was the Aviya Ben, because they were trying to get as few people near the baby as possible, and as few people involved in the, you know, to be exposed to each other as possible. So if the Sanduk is the Aviya Ben, so then he's going to have to say a bracha, but obviously he would do so sitting down. So that's the Rama says. Or if the Sanduk is the Moel, like by the Rebbes a lot of times, the Chassidish Rebbes, a lot of times they are the Sanduk and the Moel, so then they say the bracha when they're sitting down. But the Rama writes that Yesh Omrim, that Kol Ha'am Sheim Etzel Amila Yamdu, that everyone who's around should stand up, and he says V'cheinogim, and that's the minag, that everybody else stands by the Bris Mila other than the Sanduk who happens to be sitting down. The basis of the idea, what the Rama says, that for the brachos everyone should be standing up, because it's a birchas ha-mitzvah, so that's based on what the Torah writes, that in the name of the Bali Iter, that by Birchas HaOmer and Tzitzis and Lulav and Mila and Shofar, you always have to be Mvarech Mu'umar, and it's all derived from Sviras HaOmer, because Me'achel Chamesh Bekama, the Pasuk says, and we darshan Bekoma. Bekoma is Bekoma, standing up. So there are five places in the Torah where it says Lachem, so we darshan all of them from Sviras HaOmer, that all requires standing up. By Omer it says Usfartam Lachem, by Tzitzis Vasu Lachem, by Lulav Lekachtam Lachem, by Mila Himal Lachem, and the Aviya Ben is talking about being Himal Lachem, and by Shofar it's Yom Trua Yel Lachem. So in all those cases we're dafka makbit to stand during the Birchas HaMitzvah. So that's why everyone stands by the Bris Mila. Okay, so we didn't get to begin the next parak of Masech Shabbos, 20th parak of Masech Shabbos, but Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, Hashemach Rebbez the Mila, tomorrow we will begin parak Tolan. Have a good day, everybody. Oh,